It's the Boys in the Morning podcast with Jeremy, Steve, and Josh.
So we have a special guest today on the show, and this is funny because we were talking just a bit ago that, you know, I've been here for like 20 years now, and I don't think I've ever had my sister on the air, ever. Hi, Jess.
Hey, bro.
Hey, bro.
What's up, bro?
It's my sister, Jessica, my younger, less attractive sibling.
Jeez, I know that's not true, by the way. So.
Yeah, Josh knows my sister because he bought a truck from her.
I did. Yeah. By the way, it's running great. Thank you.
Good.
So there's some stuff going on with my sister. It's like almost a weekly basis that I'm getting pictures and videos from her with various things going on at her house. Mostly lately, it's orbs. But there's been a long history of my sister and spirits and stuff that just goes on with her, and I feel like she's connected to the other side somehow.
Ooh.
So tell everybody kind of what's been going on at your house, Jess, and maybe some other things that have gone on in the past with you. And anyone can sound off about this. If you've got things going on at your house, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. The phone lines are wide open. So go ahead, Jess.
Yeah, I've just had this sixth sense of spirits and what have you since I was a young age. I guess it kind of like started off with my earliest encounter was this face that would appear in the corner of my bedroom.
How old were you when that was going on?
I don't
do remember
well with this stuff.
I want to say I was elementary school, probably fifth, sixth grade, maybe even a little bit earlier than that. But it'd be like this cloudy, bright face that would appear, and it would appear every single time I would try to go to bed, and I would face the corner, and it would wake me up because it was so bright. And it would go on and on and on. And I told mom about it. And she just said, just face away from the corner. Face away from it.
That's good parenting.
You're like, no, mom, you sleep in the room.
Yeah,
how about
you
that?
You sleep in the room. Switch.
is that the same? Didn't you have somebody like run through your room or something?
Yes, that happened. I had a figure run through my room and they slammed open the door. Oh, that was a lovely jump.
Oh, my gosh.
And that was when you were younger too, right?
Yep.
Same room. Okay. All right.
Same room. And then later on, I had switched rooms. You had moved out, and I was still hanging out there during college years. And I had tapping on the boxes, or bags would move and rustle. The kitchen cabinet doors would open and shut. You could hear somebody walking through the through the kitchen on the hardwood floors.
What?
I even had my hair pulled.
Oh my gosh.
But the thing with that is she was, like, totally into that. She was like, who's a bad ghost?
Oh, my God.
You're a bad ghost.
It's a horny ghost.
Pull it some more. Where was the hair pulling at mom and dad's house?
That was all at mom and dad's.
So it's funny that I live there with you, with the family, this, you know, growing up, I never had any experience with this at the house.
Hmm. Well, your hair was too short.
My hair was too short. But nothing ever like this.
Jess, you were like the Jennifer Love Hewitt ghost whisperer kind of person then, right? Could you talk to them and stuff?
Well, I tried when I'm at the next place that I lived. I tried to talk to them because there was different things that would go on at my townhouse when I moved out of my folks' house.
So they follow you, or is it experiencing different things?
I think it's different people.
Oh my gosh.
I think it's different people. I think it was different people at mom's house, different people when I was at the townhouse, and now different people now.
Well, did you guys ever do any research of, did you build that house? Did your parents build that house, or did people live there before?
My parents were like the second owners of that house, and they bought it back in the 70s. So, I mean, people that lived there were there for like a couple years, if I recall, and then my parents bought it.
Yeah.
And they've been there ever since, so I don't think it's
no crazy murders.
No murder, death, kill down there. Well, but, you know, we've had various family members pass away, of course. You know, great-grandparents, grandparents, you know, you name it, they've passed away. So we're kind of wondering if it's them coming back.
Yeah. Pulling your sister's hair.
And Jessica is like the go-between, you know? Did you want to say
the
something?
The medium.
What did you
You don't sound, Jessica, like it freaks you out. Like we're all over here like, oh my gosh, but you're just saying it very matter-of-factly. So it's like something that you're just used to, or it intrigues you versus scares you?
Well, it's gone on so long in my life that the beginning stuff doesn't bother me anymore when I talk about it. Now, when I talk about the current stuff, my voice will change. I will start crying. It's my reaction to it. It's the newer stuff that freaks me out, and then I'll move on past it, and then it kind of becomes just okay history.
I want to talk about some of the newer stuff because there's one that happened recently that she has like she gets really shaken up. The bathroom incident at your new house. Do you want to cover some of that, or do you want to talk just briefly about a couple things that happened at the townhouse? We'll do a quick break, and then you can come back and tell us what's been going on currently. Because I just love this kind of stuff. Because I'm not experiencing it. I'm living vicariously through her right now, you know, and I'm calling BS on some of it, which she hates, which I'll tell you which parts I'm calling BS on with the current stuff. Dude, tell a couple things, though, that was going on at your townhouse.
Oh, absolutely. And this, I feel like it's creepy, but it's cool. It's freaky, but it's fun. That's kind of how I describe my take on it.
I can see that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So at the townhouse, I would have light bulbs that would unscrew, and then I would just go back over and screw them back in.
Now, was that while you were sitting there? They would just go out?
They would, yeah, anytime.
Huh.
Anytime. What? Yeah, and I would have to go back over and screw them in.
Did you live by yourself or with roommates?
I was by myself at that time.
Jeez. And then talk about the one your bed stuff that was going on.
Oh, yeah. So that's the biggie. I had a ghost that would just run into the side of my bed.
okay, see, that's terrifying. I'd leave immediately.
So her bed would shake.
It would just shake. But it would be like somebody running full blown into the side of it. It was never like at the foot of the bed. It was just boom, boom on the side. So that bothered me. And then I had when I was sitting on my bed, a hand, you could tell a hand was going underneath the blanket in front of me. And once it got to my foot, it grabbed my foot and I slapped it. I slapped down on top of the blankets, and I called Dad immediately, freaking out.
This ghost is just trying to get some.
And there was a ghost like pinching her toes. She sent us a video of her foot, and she's sitting there, and her two toes are like getting pushed together, squeeze. I mean, that was one of the ones. I'm like, you're just doing that, but she's like, no, I swear, I'm sitting here.
How can I do that?
Somebody, like two toes that you couldn't do that with, and they were just getting pushed back and forth together.
Hold up, the ghost can get under the blanket. Wait a minute,
I've been taught
I thought
wrong.
That protects us. No,
I freaked out. Dad came over with the Bible and started doing Bible verses, trying to cast out spirits and stuff, and that was rough. I didn't appreciate the foot grab.
Isn't that awesome?
Welcome.
This ghost has a foot fetish, man. Toes and grabbing the feet. Jeez.
Pulling hair and grabbing, tickling feet.
What is happening?
Oh, my gosh.
Really quick, before we get back to my sister, I do want to talk to Karen. Hi, Karen. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you've had issues with spooks as well?
Yes. I've lived in this house for 25 years, and we back up to an open space that used to be a burial ground. And about 5 years ago they redid the whole thing and dug it all up and put a big stream through there, and I've always had spirits, but in the last 5 to 10 years it's gotten so bad that all our neighbors have it, and the ones that are closest to the stream and the open space, it's way worse for them. I'm up the hill, but like I have toys go off in my daycare room all the time, some with batteries, some without. I have to keep my door shut in my hallway because two people are dancing in my hallway all the time.
Oh, no.
They seem happy at least.
Right. Dancing spirits.
Oh, I have the best spirits ever. Like, I don't have any issues with them. They're so happy, and no one's ever tried to do anything to me, but it's pretty freaky.
But it's unsettling, man, if you're hearing that. And then the toys with no batteries going off.
Yeah.
Hells to the no.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would go down and try to shut them off because then the minute I would get really close to them, they were constant, they would stop. And then I would look and shut the thing off, and they would shut it back on. I'd go upstairs. They were kind of like playing jokes on me, I would say, because they're not mean, but they can be little pains in the you-know-what sometimes. Yeah,
that's like a Toy Story.
Little pranksters.
Those little guys are alive.
I would be piling all those in the middle of the front yard and setting them on fire.
Right? Like, I'd make them do something. Like, be productive. Go do the dishes or something.
Yeah, there you go.
If you're going to be haunting the house, you know? Well, like,
the last thing I'm going to tell you is I have a ring in the back, and I keep my porch light on, and I have seen orbs of facial going through my ring. It goes off, and it's creepy. But they they play in my backyard too, because I have a lot of toys in the back as well.
Karen, I'm going to let you go, but keep listening because we're going to talk about the orbs right now and everything that's going on with my sister. But thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling. You too.
Yeah, thanks, Karen.
Thanks, Karen.
Bye, Karen. All right, I'm going to throw Jess back on. Jess, did you hear that?
Yeah, I did.
She's got orbs too.
She does. Yay.
Yay. So orb party.
Tell us about the orbs and where they're showing up.
My orbs are also showing up on cameras on the back patio and in my basement.
Yeah.
And it's not just orbs, like even ghosts will appear and you can see them like walking from the patio into the wall of the house. That would be the family room. And the detection will go off and be like, person detected. And within a couple of minutes, you'll see it coming out of that same wall, walk across the patio, and go back into like the dining room door.
Oh, I don't think I'd be able to be in that house.
I don't know, you guys. She sent me the videos, and I think it's dust. It's dust particles picking up something, a little reflection of light, and it's kicking these cameras on. It's dust. It's stuff floating in the air.
Can dust kick on the cameras, Jared?
Of course it can.
Yeah, it can.
The light reflection off of it.
I don't know.
Yeah, but dust particles are small, and this is big. It's a whole figure that you can see walking.
Yeah.
And then, like, with the orbs, they're not just a speck. They're big. Like, the only way I can describe it is, like, in the basement, the orb is as big as the side of a big storage bin. So it's big, and then it comes, it's like 15, 20 feet away, you see it, and then it's coming towards the camera, and it gets bigger and bigger. Like, that's not a tiny dust particle, and it's a perfect circle.
And if it's walking?
I don't know.
Well, then the ghost parts, they're walking, where you actually see the figure. They're walking.
Tell really quick what happened up in your bathroom that day.
Oh, okay. This is where I really get the heebie-jeebies. Yeah, I was up late working. Everybody had gone to bed. So I creep into my bedroom. Bedroom's completely dark. Go into the master bathroom. Turn on a dim light. I'm standing there brushing my teeth. Brushing away. I just happen to look up and, this figure is behind me, walking behind me, like walking past the door. And it's almost like we locked eyes, because as soon as it realized that I saw it, it stopped. And we just kind of stared at each other for a few seconds, and then it kept walking.
Hey, neighbor.
What did it look like?
Well, they're all typically very cloudy and a grayish white color.
So, like, yeah, let me ask
like
you,
a
like,
ghost.
Yeah, in the movies, you know, you'll see like an actual face behind you. It's not, you can't make out like actual like face,
like who it is. If it is one of, if it's our Nana.
Yeah, you know? You can't.
Yeah.
Nana,
but you see,
no,
its
but
eyes?
You can tell. But you can tell it's a figure. You can tell there's a structure there.
So, like Katie said, this one had eyes though.
This one did not have eyes, but you could see the shoulders and the neck and the head, and you could see. An outline of a figure, like a silhouette. And it's a white silhouette against a black background because the bedroom is dark.
I don't want you over for holiday stuff. I really don't.
Yeah. Well, that one scared me enough that I was up for 2 hours after that, just sitting up in bed and just watching. Cause it really, really, really creeped me out.
Yeah. A lot of people writing in this that are saying that you're a sensitive.
Yeah.
Which
sensitive,
is, I guess,
empath.
You're like connected to the other side somehow.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
You should haunt Jeremy. That's what you should do.
I'll just send him over there.
Yes.
Stick your ghosts on Jer.
They do travel with her because I know that, you know, when she was at her townhouse, the next door neighbors were having issues too, right, Jess? And then you left.
Yes. Yeah, and that's the thing. My next door neighbor, Lauren, she's actually a really good friend of mine, and she said that she used to have a ghost come sit on her bed or lean against her, crawl up into bed with her, stand in the doorway, and we think it's the same ghost because when I moved out of the townhouse, the ghost left her. She hasn't had any issues since.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be your neighbor.
Don't be Jessica's neighbor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Comes with ghosts.
Dang.
Yeah, but she's she's sensitive to it, and she's got a coworker. They're nurses. They work in a hospital, and she's got a coworker that has a sense of spirits of whether or not it's good or bad. And she'll be walking down the hallway, and if she feels a certain energy, she will purposely walk around that spot in the hallway to not go through it, because she can feel if it's bad or good.
That's trippy. This is also trippy to me. This is nuts.
Freaky.
We got to bounce into traffic. Thank you so much for going on the air with us. And tell us. I think it's interesting stuff.
Thanks
I hope
for
you guys
hearing
liked
us.
It too. So yeah, thanks
Katie's
for freaking
crying.
Us out.
We appreciate it though, Jess. This
All right,
very
sis.
Enlightening.
We'll see you on Halloween.
All right, sounds good. Thanks,
All right,
guys.
See you later. You. Bye.
Bye.
Eh?
Oh my god! Eh,
I told Jeez, you man. She's wacky, huh?
I feel bad for her, dude. That would suck. Like honestly, that would suck. Yeah. To experience
it would
this.
Torture you. Yeah, I think. Like absolutely. If you're like, home alone all the time, like
ignorance
what am I gonna
is
see?
Bliss. I love it. I love just doing my happy little world.
Or
it's
you
so
would
nice.
Just be a complete badass and never scared of anything.
True.
That's kind of what she, you
True
know,
is that?
Like
yeah.
she's like, it doesn't bother me at all.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Dang man. Crazy.
Thank you to Karen for calling in as well, and all the text messages rolling in about this. Really appreciate it, you guys.